So the last couple of days, we've been looking in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul is sharing some very encouraging words to us. He's letting us know about the gift of wisdom, or the gift of godly insight, or the gift of being able to understand spiritual things. And if we look towards our political leaders, which is easy to do, and especially in this political season that we're in, if we look towards our political leaders, we're always going to be disappointed. It's time to start looking, and I'm not saying that we should still participate in that, but don't look. Your hope is not in any man or woman or any position that is man-made. Our hope is always in Jesus Christ. And so we look to him first and foremost. To look anywhere else is only going to bring disappointment into your life and failure into your life. We have the wisdom of Jesus Christ. We have the wisdom of the creator of all things, who knows all things and has seen all things and has prepared all things for us. We have that wisdom, which is not the wisdom of the world, and the world cannot understand it nor perceive it. Only you and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, because we have the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of Jesus Christ himself living in us. It's because before Christ came, before Jesus became flesh, before he died, rose again, and before he ascended to heaven in victory, before that took place, the Holy Spirit could only come to men, but the Holy Spirit could not dwell in man. And so once that happened, then Jesus said that he told the disciples that he must die. He must do the work that was assigned to him to do here on this earth. He must do that work so that the Comforter, that the Holy Spirit, could come. And now we have that Holy Spirit, so we have that direct line, that insight. We have the ability to understand things and to know things that the flesh could not know or understand. And we need to take advantage of that. First thing is, we need to acknowledge that. Whatever you're facing today that seems impossible, and it seems like you cannot figure out, there seems to be no solution, no means of escape, no possible hope of victory or deliverance. In the natural, you cannot see it. The first thing is, we need to acknowledge and to know that there is wisdom beyond your natural or even the world's most brilliant people, who still will get it wrong because it's the flesh. We have to acknowledge that there's wisdom that is available to us because we're followers of Jesus Christ, because we've accepted the sacrificial work that Jesus did on our behalf. And because of that, we now have access to that wisdom that is the wisdom that comes directly from the throne of God. It is the wisdom of the Creator himself, and it's the wisdom that is imparted to us through the Holy Spirit. We have to accept and believe that we have that wisdom available to us simply because the Holy Spirit of God lives in you, dwells in your spirit. And so his wisdom is in you, and we can learn to hear that wisdom. And this is the good news that Paul is sharing with us. Now, we also saw, as we looked at verse number 10 yesterday in the Amplified, it says, "Yet to us God has unveiled and revealed them." This is speaking about the secret things, or the things that are hidden from the world and the flesh. "Yet God has unveiled and revealed them by and through his Spirit, for the Holy Spirit searches diligently, expressing and exploring everything, everything, sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsels and the things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny." Okay, that was really for today. We didn't read that yesterday. Yesterday, what we wrote is verse number 9. "But on the contrary, as the Scripture says, what eye has not seen, so the natural eye can't perceive these things, and ear has not heard," natural ear, you cannot hear this wisdom in your own natural abilities, "has not entered into the heart of man," it's not entered into your mind, the thoughts are the things of God, "all that God has prepared," and here's the key thing from yesterday to carry over to today, "all the things that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready." God has prepared everything that you need. He's provided your deliverance. If you're facing a situation that is impossible today and you cannot figure it out, you cannot even see how you can get resolution from this, God has already prepared for you the means of escape, the means of deliverance, and beyond that, the means of victory over that situation. He's already made, prepared, made, and is keeping it ready for you and I to believe it and to listen and to receive it. Whatever you need today, he has prepared it, he's made it, and he's keeping it ready. It is ready for you and I to receive it. for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying and gratefully recognizing the benefits that he has bestowed. Now, here's one of the key things. We need to gratefully, with a grateful heart, with a thankful heart, acknowledge. If in your life you say, you know, I've heard people talk about wisdom that's beyond the natural. I've heard people talk about the Holy Spirit wisdom, and there is that wisdom that we can have, but I just never experienced it. Well, the truth of the matter is, Jesus himself prepared us for this when he was here in this flesh. And when he was talking to the disciples, he described himself as a shepherd. In John chapter 10, he said he is the great shepherd. And he said that he speaks and the sheep hear his voice. His sheep hear his voice. Jesus was telling us that if we will accept and follow him, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life, he is your shepherd and you are his sheep. And he said when he speaks, his sheep hear his voice. Now you might feel like you've never heard, and I can't hear and I can't understand the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you that you are hearing the Holy Spirit. You just haven't recognized it. But you are hearing the Holy Spirit because Jesus speaks to us at all times, constantly. He is always speaking to us. That's how much he loves being with you. He's speaking to you all the time. He's speaking words of encouragement. He's speaking words of hope. He's speaking to you words of wisdom, direction, insight, guidance, peace, love, security. He's speaking all that and more to you on a constant basis. He's speaking it to you. And if you say, I've never heard it, I would challenge you and say that you have heard it. You just didn't recognize it. How many times in your life have you done something, and then as soon as you did it, you saw the fallacy in that decision, and you saw that it didn't work, and you said to yourself, you know, I knew better than to do that. I knew I shouldn't do that. Why did I do that? I knew I shouldn't do that. I hear people say that all the time, and they know that you've experienced that. I knew better than to do that. You see, that's part of understanding, hearing, and understanding the Holy Spirit. When you look back after the fact and you say, you know, I knew better than to do that. It wasn't just your wisdom. This is the Holy Spirit speaking to you and giving us wisdom and direction. And we need to learn to hear that. And what do you say in verse number 9? For those who love him and the things, verse number 9 is saying that the things that the eye and the ear and the mind, the natural mind, cannot perceive, even though you can't perceive it, it's already yours. God has prepared what you need to know and your deliverances. He's prepared it and he's keeping it ready for whom? For those who love him, hold him in affectionate reverence, and who promptly obey him. He's just looking for us to obey and to gratefully recognize the benefits that he's bestowed. So here's the keys. You have the wisdom that you need. The Holy Spirit is speaking. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit's in you. Now, you can try to deny that, but this is the new creation. When the Bible says that you're a new creation in Jesus Christ, it's saying that your spirit, which had been dead, because you are spirit, soul, and body, your soul is your mind, your thoughts, your personality, that unique eternal creation that is you. Your body is obviously your physical flesh that you are in. Well, your spirit is a third of who you are. And it was dead before Christ, but when you became a new creation, what does that mean? It means the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God himself. Because you accepted the sacrificial work, now, because you are no longer bound by sin, you now have relationship with God the Father, and that's established through the Holy Spirit. That has made your spirit, which was dead because of sin, now alive in Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you. So if you can accept, if you're a believer, you have to accept the Holy Spirit's in you. This is how you have that new life. This is how you became that new creation. If the Holy Spirit's in you, doesn't it make sense that if he's in you, he's speaking to you? And he is. And even though your natural ears, your natural eyes, your natural mind cannot comprehend these things, we have to believe. Do you believe it? We have to believe that God has the answers for you in whatever you face today, no matter how impossible it may seem. He's already prepared them. He's made them and keeps them ready for you to receive. How do you receive it? Well, first of all, it's for those who love him, who affectionately revere him, and who promptly obey. So when you hear that little voice that in the past you've heard, and that voice said to you to do something, and you did something contrary, and then you said, oh, you know what, I knew better than to do that. Learn to understand this is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. And when you hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you, instead of just doing the opposite, this is where you obey. Here's the keys. Believe, know the Holy Spirit is in you and speaking to you. Obey, when you hear him, obey it. The more you do that, the more you learn to recognize his voice, which is speaking to you. And again, Jesus said, he's the shepherd, you're the sheep hear my voice. You hear the voice of Jesus through the Holy Spirit, which is his spirit, speaking to you because his spirit dwells within you. So believe is number one. Obey, learn to hear that voice and obey it, and then you learn to recognize the voice. And here's the third part of it. And gratefully recognizing, gratefully, have a grateful heart, have a thankful heart. Gratefully recognize the benefits he has bestowed. Recognize and know that he's bestowed these benefits for you, and have a grateful heart. Be thankful. When you see, when you hear the Holy Spirit give you an idea, an insight, a direction, guidance, understanding, thank him for it. Be thankful. Have a grateful heart. Thank you, Jesus, for showing me these things. Have a grateful heart. And have a grateful heart even for the things that you don't yet understand, but have a grateful heart knowing that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And if you have that expectation, if you believe and have that expectation, you will hear and you will know and you'll be able to be guided and directed by him. And then verse number 10, which is what I intended to get to. We'll look at that tomorrow. But I hope you're encouraged by that. Know that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. He has wisdom, guidance, God has prepared for you. He's already prepared for you and is keeping ready. Everything you need, already prepared, keeping it ready, including wisdom, direction. For what is it in your life that seems impossible for you to resolve or solve today? He has an answer and a direction for you. Listen, hear, know. And as you do, believe, obey when you hear it, and have a grateful heart. And you will see it becomes easier and easier every day to hear his spirit speaking in you.